And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start with a disturbing development that we all saw coming. Walgreens and CVS, well, they've decided to enter the abortion business because they're now dispensing abortion pills, Mifepristone in particular, turning neighborhood pharmacies into de facto abortion mills. Chemical abortion now accounts for the majority of abortions in the U.S., and it's a move that has catastrophic consequences for pregnant mothers because they've been deceived into believing that at-home abortions are perfectly safe when they are far from it. Actually, a new investigation has revealed that a network of pro-abortion groups and websites are illegally shipping foreign abortion pills with absolutely zero oversight, no age verification, no prescriptions, and no concern for state laws or the health of the people receiving them. For less than $100, anybody can order these pills without a prescription. Meanwhile, the abortion lobby is trying to silence the truth with anyone who wants to speak against it. In other news, Sacramento has unanimously declared itself a sanctuary city for trans identifying people. They vow not to cooperate with states that enforce laws related to transgender medical services. You know, those laws that keep people safe? Yeah, well, Sacramento's not having any of it. They're not going to do any business with states that want to keep people safe. The resolution, which was introduced by a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, there's a surprise for you. It claims it's important to be proactive in protecting transgender rights. How about being proactive protecting human health and human safety? Now, we don't want to do that. The misguided resolution promotes the harmful idea that people can be born into the wrong body. Obviously, we know that is nothing short of insanity. Well, tragically, nearly 90% of babies prenatally diagnosed with Down syndrome in England and the Crown dependencies have had their lives ended by abortion. That's according to a new statistic from NHS England. Out of 1,115 babies diagnosed in the year 2021, 973 were aborted. Those figures reflect a deep, deep prejudice against having a baby with Down syndrome. Every single life is precious and deserves our protection. Finally, MSNBC's Joy Reid has stooped to a new low. I did not think there was actually a new low for her, but she found one. She's claimed that pro-lifers are white supremacists, all of them. Citing an article, she pushed the absurd notion that the pro-life movement has white nationalist origins dating back to the 19th century. Not only is that historically inaccurate, but her attempt to project the past onto the present is just laughable. When Reid actually wants to learn about pro-lifers, she turns to leftist propaganda instead of actually engaging into the historical facts. It's a smear movement, and it's what the left has perfected. That's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio straight ahead. I am Jimmy Hicks.